Michael Rupert is one of the most outspoken commentators into the true nature of what's happening behind the scenes, behind the newspaper, behind the media, what's actually going on in our world today as far as government and manipulation of social change. He's an honors graduate of UCLA in political science, and he's a former Los Angeles Police Department narcotics investigator. In 1977, he discovered evidence of CIA trafficking in drugs, and after attempting to expose this, he was forced out of the LAPD in 1978, in spite of earning the highest rating reports possible and having no pending disciplinary actions against him. Since then, he's continued to speak out and to uncover more and more information and to put together the pieces of a puzzle, which he will explain to you today. He's going to be speaking primarily about the events leading up to and following September 11th. Michael Rupert.
This is Mike Rupert. I'm the publisher and editor of From the Wilderness. We're a monthly newsletter and a large website that's read by 20 members of the U.S. Congress, the intelligence committees of both houses, professors at 12 universities in the U.S. and Canada, also just a great many people who are thoroughly dissatisfied with the kind of information that's being fed to them about what's going on in the world today. We've been publishing for 4.5 years now. We have a very large website at fromthewilderness.com, just like it sounds. We're getting about 5,000-plus visitors a day to our website to read our stories that are feeding you news and food for your brain that's not junk food, that's telling you how things really work. What we do is we build a map. Most of you have seen those old-fashioned maps from the 1600s, 1700s, and there was one that the King of Spain had that showed that California was an island, and he was dumping out tons of money to his explorers to go out and investigate and explore, and they all came back empty-handed, and they said, "Majesty, we've sailed around the island of California, and there's nothing there." And finally, the king got wise, and he said, "Burn the map." The funny thing was is that his explorers started coming back with gold and treasure and lots of good stuff. And so we're living in a world today where if you're any kind of a sentient being who is not totally brainwashed, you look at the events, especially since 9/11, and you have a lot of questions. And it's like reading a bad map, you know, where you get a map to a party and you follow all the directions and it says you're supposed to be at 51st and June Street, and you look up and the street sign says 114th and Broadway, and, you know, you get this real sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach. Well, that's a bad map. That's called cognitive dissonance, and that's the world that we live in today if you believe all the stuff that the mainstream media tells you. We've been publishing for 4.5 years. We originally started writing about the role of the international drug trade in the world economy, something that people just didn't think about. We happened to be right on the money because years ago when I was a Los Angeles police narcotics detective, I had seen CIA personnel involved in the drug trade with my own eyes, and that eventually ended my career as I tried to expose it. I also was an honor graduate in political science from UCLA, and I was either blessed or cursed, depending upon how you look at it, to have grown up in a family with lots of ties to the CIA and the national security establishment. But I started seeing a different map some 25 years ago. And 4.5 years ago, after having been public for many years in opposition to CIA and the drug trade, we started publishing From the Wilderness. And we were in a place where, having looked at many aspects of covert operations and having looked at many aspects of geopolitics and how the drug trade works in the economy and how public opinion is massaged, controlled, and manipulated, we had our track shoes on with 3 years of publishing experience by the time September 11th rolled around. And we are probably the best-known website on the planet post-9/11 for exposing and writing about the lies of 9/11. And there are some great lies. We've had a very strict journalistic policy, of course, that we do not under any circumstances publish or print anything that hasn't been sourced. I source everything that I write. Although we've published some 60, 70 articles post-9/11 on events all over the world, the centerpiece of our work has been a timeline. I took the title for the timeline from one of my favorite TV shows from the 1950s, because early on, the Bush administration position was just nonsense. I mean, I could look at other news stories, I could look at certain events, and I could say, these guys are either smoking something or they're just lying to us. And so the title of our timeline was, "Oh, Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do." That's, of course, from Lucille Ball. And we have now some 86 items in that timeline. And you can read the timeline for yourself at the website fromthewilderness.com. But there's a whole lot more about 9/11. As opposed to the bad map, and you all understood what I was talking about when I told you about the bad map, there's a good map, you know, where you follow the directions for a long time and it says you're supposed to be at 12345 Willoughby Street, and you follow the map and you're 12345 Willoughby Street, and you get this sense of the supreme animal being on top of the mountain, screaming victory because, you know, the world worked the way you thought it did. And what we're about is giving you a good map. And the map about 9/11 is very scary because the first thing that we have to overcome in most cases with most people is not anything except for denial, which is not a river in Egypt. What we have to overcome is people's unwillingness to let go of an old idea that somehow the world is full of Santa Clauses, Easter bunnies, tooth fairies, and a lot of things that just ain't so.